Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome, pet parents. Oh, I got to tell you, we have got a great show lined up. I am really excited. Some great guests with some really incredible stories. One of the things that we are hearing more and more, and it is so inspiring, is people and pets working together to make a difference in the human world. I've got a great story online with us and a great dog that is doing just that. John D. is a search and rescue dog, a human cancer detective, and an all-around humanitarian. When needed, John D. is called in to find the missing in kidnappings, disasters, drownings, and other emergencies. One day, John D. was called in for a river search. Moments after he arrived, a woman approached and asked to pet him. She hugged him and whispered in his ear, "You are my only hope. Please go find my child. Please bring my baby back to me." There was an immediate bond between them. John D. then boarded a boat and went out and searched on the river for hours. John D. was drawn to the water, completely focused on it, and began dipping his nose in at the same spot. When the boat returned to the shore, this hero dog leapt off the boat, running straight to the woman who had greeted him earlier. He leaned hard against her, and she bent down and hugged him. When she lifted her face from John D.'s fur, there were tears. John D. had found her son, who had drowned 2 days before. John D. also works to save lives by using his remarkable scenting ability to advance the use of canines in detecting ovarian cancer and other cancers, which may help save a mother, a daughter, or a sister from a devastating disease. John D.'s determination to work despite his own severe hip dysplasia provides inspiration to everyone he encounters. Once a rescue dog saved by people, now John D. spends his life helping and saving people. I want to welcome to the show John D. and Donna. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for all that you and John D. do. It is so important and so inspiring. How did your journey with John D. begin?
Well, it seems to all revolve around the word hope. From a man who didn't need a litter of unwanted puppies and he hoped they would be adopted, so he took them to a shelter. That was, unfortunately, a shelter that isn't able to find homes for all the dogs, and his prospects didn't look so good. But a woman who had hope of finding a special dog that day to put in her rescue group saw John D. and his litter mates and said there was something special. She knew immediately, whether it was a sparkle in his eye or a tilt in his head, I don't know. But she had hope that they would go on and do something special, and so she pulled them from the shelter. I had made it known to everyone that I could possibly speak to that I was looking for a new search and rescue dog to be my new working partner. I had hoped that someone somewhere would find the right dog. When I brought John D., I met him, felt it was immediate love, absolute, like a sappy love story, immediate bond, immediate love. I took him to my search team, said, "Here's my new partner." We all had the hope that he would end up being a great partner for me. Then when we go on searches, certainly he is the hope for the families, that we will find someone and be able to bring them home alive, or that if we can't do that, we can provide the closure. On the river search, that the family was desperately hoping that we would be able to bring their son back. We knew that we couldn't save him, but we wanted to bring him to the family so they could have closure. In that search, we were their only hope. And at the end of that search, the mother said, "Please, whatever you do, we must take this tragedy and make the hope of what these dogs can do provide something to others. Please don't let my son's death end in just a tragedy. These dogs bring hope. Please, please do something with it for me, for my son, and for the people who don't know what dogs can do. These dogs are hope.
Absolutely. And speaking of providing that hope, you also have John Dee's ability to identify cancer. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, interestingly enough, just a few months later, we were approached by a physician who was very discouraged that for ovarian cancer, there isn't an early detection method. And he said, I've heard about the dogs. Is there any chance, do you think a dog would have the ability to detect human cancer, specifically ovarian cancer, early enough to make a difference? We said, there is a mother at a river. She believes in us. I believe in this dog, and if there's any dog anywhere that can do this, it's John Dee. You've got to let us try. Please give us a chance. And he absolutely did. More than just a chance, we went in that day, and he pretty much put his whole reputation on the line that I believe what dogs can do. The end of the first day, we had five dogs. John Dee was the first trained, and John Dee that day, before we could end the study, to prove it could go forward, he had to show that a dog could detect the cancer in a urine sample, because that's our method of hoping to detect it. We took lots of samples from women who did not have ovarian cancer and one sample that was malignant. We hid them all over the lab. John Dee was given the command to go find the malignant sample. With the entire study, a doctor's reputation, my reputation as a trainer, the hope of the River Mom, my team, everyone, with clenched fist and nervous tension, we sent him off to find the right sample. He went straight across the lab and plopped down. The research assistant called out, show me again. John Dee took his paw, raised it up in the air, and smacked it down. He looked at us, and I promise you, he broke out laughing. The biggest smile you have ever seen on a dog's face. At the same time, the research assistant called out, his paw is on the malignant sample. These dogs, this dog, John Dee, has proven a dog can detect ovarian cancer in a urine sample. And that brings hope for life for women who don't have an early detection method right now.
Incredible. I mean, just incredible. You, the doctor, the research team, all of you putting faith into this wonderful animal who is just so willing to step forward and give back to all of you that same faith and reward you. It's inspiring. Now, you do a lot of these different things with John Dee. Tell us a little bit about the training that he does go through, because he is truly a special dog and he has gotten some special training.
He does, but the thing that makes John Dee a hero is that if he was the only dog that could do this, that really wouldn't be significant to the population. But we use him in training other dogs. We've taken what we know about his personality and how to train him, and we now have a lot of dogs trained to find not only ovarian cancer, but we just branched into thyroid cancer. We have dogs that we bring in to the search and rescue program. They watch how John Dee works, and they are much more quickly trained. It's amazing what you can learn from a dog like John Dee. So he helps us train, and we are all positive only. We don't ever use tong collars, slip collars, anything that isn't positive reward. Nothing aversive ever. John Dee works for treats. He loves cheeseburgers. He likes lobster, and he likes roasted beef, by golly. But these dogs train formally each week. We're all volunteers. Every time you see a search team on a search, that handler and that dog have trained at their own cost, their own expense, and they paid their way to get to that search. And it's the same thing with the cancer study. We're devoted to it. We're passionate. But it's John Dee's devotion and passion about what he does that keeps us inspired.
I can't say it enough. It truly, the entire story, all of you, the efforts that you're putting forth
are not only inspiring, but folks, I hope you are sitting there saying, look at the effort that they're putting in. I can do something. Just the simplest things make such a huge difference. Faith, that didn't cost anybody anything. Just having a little bit of faith and see what it has spawned. It's really incredible. Now, I also want to make sure that the folks and the listeners out there understand that any dog has that capability, as you just pointed out. So right. Important. Such a great message to send. There are no throwaways, folks. No. Every dog has potential for greatness, just like every human has potential for greatness. We just need to learn to embrace it. And I love that John Dee is setting a path. What a great mentor for all of these other dogs coming down the line. And you're right. So important that we have the ability to take this program and take what John Dee has shown us that dogs are capable of doing and get it out there for the masses, the difference that is going to be made. Incredible. Donna, I want to make sure people know where they can get more information about you, about the Sage Foundation. Share where they can get that information.
Well, they're always welcome to call me. I have a direct phone number that we can certainly share. They're welcome to email me at any point at canceralertdogs@gmail.com. They can Google our research center at UAMS, which is the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. You'll find lots and lots of anecdotal stories and features from John Dee and the other dogs finding human cancer.
Folks, there you have it. Another great example of humans and pets coming together, working together, making a huge difference for the entire world. Donna Wall, John Dee, you are truly heroes. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. We really appreciate you taking the time and sharing it with our audience and continuing on in the great efforts that you're doing.
Well, thank you. I just have the privilege of holding the leash and watching a hero work from the other end.
You are all heroes. Thank you to all of you who are doing such great work. We really appreciate it. Folks, we are going to be right back with more great guests, great stories like this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com. Hello everybody, Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world.
Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.